Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. When you were a child, did you have an adult who you felt particularly close to? For me, my parents were one of such people. Our relationship was not always perfect, but I spent the longest time with them, and they were important people in my life. My mother was a strict mother. She rarely pampered me, and especially when I was young, I was always afraid of being scolded by her. You know, when somebody is usually very strict with you, those moments when they are gentle and kind with you have a special meaning, and they tend to remain in your heart with a touch of special sentiment. Today's story captures one of such special evenings that I spent with my mother. I hope that you will enjoy today's story. Memory of a late night TV show. I remember it was when I was about 4. The busy day was over. We had finished supper, taken bath, brushed our teeth, and the only remaining task of the day was to go to bed and sleep. According to my memory, my mother and I were the only ones in the living room of our tiny, half-dilapidated apartment. My baby brother must have already been asleep, and my father could have been away on a business trip. In any case, it was just me and my mother in the room. Wearing pajamas, we were watching a news program on TV together, which was quite a common evening scene at the time. What was unusual, however, was that my mother didn't make me go to bed when the news program ended and another show started. Unlike her usual self, she was completely relaxed and seemed to be enjoying watching the TV. I carefully observed her, but since she didn't tell me to go to bed, I decided to stay with her for some more time. The TV show was about two singers who grew up together. It was a combination of their performances and the documentary of their life. My mother and I listened to their stories, made comments about them, and laughed when they said something funny. 1 hour passed like that, and my mother still didn't seem to be bothered by the fact that I was awake far past my bedtime. There was an intermission at 9 p.m., and a short news program started. I was most certain that my mother was finally going to send me off to bed. "What time do you think it is? We've passed your bedtime already." I expected to hear this familiar phrase. However, when the news program started, my mother didn't break her relaxed mood. Instead, she brought two blankets for both of us and said, "How about lying down and watching the rest of the show?" In our tiny apartment, there wasn't such a fancy thing as a sofa in front of the TV. Due to the spatial constraint, our tiny sofa was located vertically to the TV, an inconvenient place to watch the TV from. So my mother and I literally lay down on the floor in front of the TV screen, covered up in the blankets. We watched the rest of the TV show like that. As I watched the TV lying down on the floor with my mother, I thought to myself that this was the coolest thing she had ever suggested. It was almost too dreamy to be true. Once the show was finally over, my mother and I both went to bed together, and the happy moments of this surreal night were kept in the treasure box of my memories.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. For more story photographs, you can also visit my website, mabelandolive.com, where I write a story every weekday. That's mabel-and-olive.com. Until next time, stay warm and happy.